by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of Rise and Shine. This is a morning program, a morning show. Today we have a brilliant topic. I wish to begin with the topic immediately, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Today's topic, inshallah azzajal, we shall be speaking about the blessed city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Yesterday we mentioned that there are two great cities. One, Makkah al-Mukarramah, and the second, Madinah al-Munawwara. One is Makkah Sharif, my dear viewers. The second is Madinah Sharif. And both are beloved to us, undoubtedly. The example given was that of the eyes, my dear viewers. Not both eyes are equal. It's different for different people. I give my own example. My right eye is stronger than my left eye. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, it doesn't mean I abandon my left eye. It doesn't lower the greatness of my left eye, but both are beloved to me. Similarly, Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, both are beautiful cities. But the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah is great in its own way. The city of Madinah al-Munawwara is great in its own way. But Al-Madinah al-Munawwara is greater because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is yet present in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. MashaAllah, we have our Qari who has joined us, my dear viewers. As usual, we begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, as the mashallah, our Nadhkhar, our Qari, as he was reciting this surah, I was just thinking, that Allahu Akbar, the teen Mahdi viewers of Madini Channel, which is mentioned in the glorious Quran. Yes, there are quite a few fruits which have been mentioned in the Quran, but what teen? This is an entire surah has been named after it, the fig. I'm just wondering, Mahdi viewers, I cannot remember having, you know, heard or even spoken about this fruit in detail, meaning dedicated an entire episode to this fruit. But alhamdulillah, azzalul, mashallah, whilst listening to the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing an oath on this particular fruit, it emphasizes its greatness. Inshallah, azzajal, we shall hear one day more about the fig, Mahdi viewers of Madani Channel. Now, undoubtedly, yes, it is a fruit. I did just check it on Mahdi viewers of Madani Channel. It is a fruit. It undoubtedly is extremely beneficial. And I remember, I think the last time I ate the fig was when I was in Ta'if, Mahdi viewers of Madani Channel. Because it's famous. Ta'if is one of those cities in Jaziratul Arab which is famous for the fig and also famous for grapes. Because when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there, he was actually given grapes, Mahdi viewers. So another fruit Ta'if was famous for, and even now to this day and age, is also the fig. Figs are undoubtedly grapefruits, Mahdi viewers. Each and every single fruit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This holds an extra importance as it has been mentioned even within the glorious Quran. We listen to the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then we shall be coming back to our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina
Oh,
حبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, Alhamdulillah, welcome back to our morning show. Today, inshallah, Azadul, we shall be speaking about Medina Sharif. Now, Medina Sharif, my dear viewers of Medina Sharif, Al-Medina generally, it just means city. Medina, generally, it just means a city. But due to the greatness of this city, it is such that this has been known as the city, my dear viewers. This is the city. Previously it had another name. Previously it was known as Yathrib. And Yathrib is, there is a difference of opinion as to where it got this name Yathrib initially. It said that there was a, it was from a very, either due to the people within it being inflicted with many diseases, because this is what it means. It means a place which is of disease, a place of devastation, a place of illness. This is what Yathrib is, my dear viewers. So this is where it takes its name, due to the inhabitants themselves, or many a time due to when people passing by, they would fall ill within that city, and then they would even pass away. So at that time, yes, it was a place of illness. Even when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there, my dear viewers, even during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, initially at the beginning, yes, it was a place of illness, and in fact, it was so bad, my dear viewers. It said that when the Hijrah occurred, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, they left Makkah al-Mukarrama, and they came towards this city, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, which at the time was known Yathrib. Now remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited, and it's even, in fact, even a sin to call this place Yathrib any longer. We are no longer permitted to call it Yathrib. It is now Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, the illuminating city. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had migrated, remember it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with him was his greatest companion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There was also the slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Amir ibn Fuhayra radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and there was also a guide by the name of Abdullah ibn Uraiqiz. So they traveled, they left Makkah al-Mukarramah, they came towards Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great beloved daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, she remained in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and so did Hazrat Asma and a few others, my dear viewers, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But later, Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she herself narrates Hadith Sharif, and this has been mentioned, narrated by Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha herself. She says, later when she went to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, she had heard that her father had become ill, that Hazrat Amir ibn Fuhayra had become ill, Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu had become ill. You know, others were also ill, but these were, you know, they were struck with a great, a strong fever, my dear viewers. She sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Imam Zurqani rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this in his sharh, in his explanation of the great seerah Al-Mawahib al-Dunya. He says that she sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and visit them. At this time there was not the order given for the refrainment, in order to refrain between the male, the genders, my dear viewers of the nation. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she goes and she visits them and she explains as to what, you know, the state that they were in. She says, فَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ إِذَا أَخَذَتْهُ الْحُمَّى, that when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was struck with the fever, يَقُول, he was reciting poetry. He was reciting poetry. He was saying, كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مُصَبَّحٌ فِي أَهْلِهِ والموت أدنى من شراك نعله. He was saying that everybody is spending the mornings with their own family, they are living amongst the family, although death is closer than the shoelaces. Meaning Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he was thinking to himself, you know, death is so close, and this is what he was saying, meaning I am very, very ill. He was expressing the state he was in. And then she states that Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, wa kana Bilal idha uqli'a anhu al-humma yarfa'u aqiratahu, that Hazrat Bilal, he was struck with such a severe migraine, a severe fever, my dear viewers, that at first he would not be able to speak, but then when it departed a little, when he is able to speak, he would just suddenly raise his head, and then he would raise his head and he would say, ala layta shi'ri hal abitanna laylatan biwadin wa hawli ithrin wa jaleel. He says that if only my hair, if only I was to be amongst, not even in Makkah al-Mukarramah, but even just outside Makkah al-Mukarramah, sleeping on the floor, and if I was to be surrounded by ithkhir and jaleel. Ithkhir is a fragrant plant of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and jaleel is like a type of grass, my dear viewers, also fragrant. So this was he was expressing his desire, his wishes, his hopes. And then it states that he says, وَهَلْ أَرِدًا يَوْمًا مِيَاهَ مَجَنَّةً, if only I was able to drink from the water of Majannah. وَهَلْ يَبْدُونَ لِي شَامًا وَطَفِيلٌ, and if only I was able to behold and to envision Shama and Tafil. Shama and Tafil are two mountains which are just outside of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And if you were to be within Makkah al-Mukarramah, you could see these two beautiful mountains. So basically he was reminiscing. He was expressing his wish, his desire. You know, he was showing how much he missed Makkah al-Mukarramah, my dear viewers. They were born in that country, not in that city. A city you are born in, my dear viewers, you know, when you move, it's not the same thing, no matter where you move towards. And then suddenly they move to such a place in which it is stated about this place, that Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she says that when we came, وَقَدِمْنَا الْمَدِينَةَ, that when we came to الْمَدِينَةَ الْمُنَوَّرَةَ, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَهِيَ أَوْبَأُ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ, it was the most diseased, you can say, places from the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَتْ فَكَانَ بُطْحَانُ يَجْرِي نَجْلًا, that impurity, colored water would be flowing through Butahan. Butahan is a valley of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So this was the initial stay, my dear viewers. You know, a little about the history of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Initially, this is what Yathrib was. It wasn't Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. This is what Yathrib was, my dear viewers. And then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Bilal radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhuma, they are mentioning such poetry. Why? Because they've come to such a place, and this place is a place of illness. Immediately they have fallen ill. Immediately they have become ill. And then it's said that, you know, they curse people like Umayya ibn Khalaf, Utba ibn Rabi'a, and people like Shayba ibn Rabi'ah, they curse these people, because it's due to these people, Abu Jahl, that that they had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah and go towards al-Madinah al-Munawwara. So they began to curse them. And they said, Allahumma la'an Shaybata ibn Rabi'a wa Utbata ibn Rabi'a. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse these people. But then, my dear viewers, this is where things change. This is where things change. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had made a dua. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had made a dua and he said, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. كَحُبِّنَا مَكَّةَ أَوْ أَشَدْ رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم he makes such a supplication, such a dua which changes everything, really. It changes everything. We just heard the state that this place was in. But now he states, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, he doesn't call it Yathrib. He says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. Ya Allah, make the city which became known as al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Ya Allah, make this city beloved to us. Ya Allah, make this city beloved to us. How should it be beloved? Kahubbina Makkah. Ya Allah, just as we love Makkah al-Mukarramah. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states and before, and when he left Makkah al-Mukarramah, he turned around and he said, you are the most beloved of lands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I would have never left you if your people had not cast me out, if your people had not made me leave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he possessed such love, that love for Makkah al-Mukarramah, such a blessed city. But then he says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. Ya Allah, make this city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara beloved to us. كَحُبِّنَا مَكَّةَ Just as you made Makkah Al-Mukarramah beloved to us. But then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he adds something extra. This is the beautiful part. He adds something extra. He says, Oh أَشَدَّ He says that, Ya Allah, even more. Oh more, Ya Allah. Meaning, even more. Then our love for Makkah al-Mukarramah grant us even more love for al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Ya Allah, grant us even more love for al-Madinah al-Munawwara, even more than that of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he continues and he says, Allahumma barik lana fi sa'ina. Sa' was a measurement, my dear viewers. Meaning in our food. Ya Allah, place blessings in our food. وَفِي مُدِّنَا وَصُحِّحَ لَنَا And Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for us. Meaning make the climate good for us, Ya Allah. Now remember, you know, some people may be thinking the climate would be the same as Makkah Sharif. They're both in the same country. No, my dear viewers, there's a huge difference. There's a 6 hour in this day and age. In that day and age, the difference was 3 to 10 days. The difference was 3 to 10 days, where for a fast horseman to travel from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwara, it would take 3 days. For an average caravan, it would take approximately 7 days, my dear viewers, to travel from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. For the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it took approximately 10 days, while a huge army is traveling. So it was a distance of 3 to 10 days. There's a huge difference between, you know, if we were to take, for example, within the United Kingdom, you know, we are in Bradford currently, and if you were to consider London, which is a 4 hour distance, on car that is, or even Birmingham, which is approximately 2 hour distance. So even then, you know, so there'll be snow there, he'll be nice and shiny, my dear viewers. There'll be a difference, and I regularly use the word shiny, although I'm just thinking I should be using the word bright, but because our program name is Rise and Shine, that word is just subhanallah, my dear viewers. Nevertheless, there's a huge difference even here. So Makkah al-Mukarramah and al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, yes, there was a huge difference. The climate was different. They were new to this city. They had to become acclimatized. I mean, they had to get used. They had to get used to the climate Madavi was. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he adds this to his dua. And then he says, this changes everything, subhanAllah. وَنْقُلْ حُمَّاهَا إِلَّا الْجُحْفَ. And Ya Allah, the illness, the fever, the disease of this city, all of it, Ya Allah, take it out of here. Remove it from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. To Juhfa, Ya Allah, remove it from Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And it said, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that up until now, it's not possible for there to be, we are worried about diseases, illnesses. No. It's not possible to find this within Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara due to this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that this city, Makkah Sharif, is still beloved to us. For Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam had done dua, he had performed dua for Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara to become even more beloved to us. And really, if you were to go to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara even today, yes, it may be even hotter, but you will find something in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara that you will be at ease. In Makkah Al-Mukarramah, it's a beautiful, a brilliant city undoubtedly. And you will love it, that you will enjoy it. But you may think it's very, very hot. Yes, there is reward in bearing the heat of Makkah Al-Mukarramah. My dear viewers, when you go to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, you'll find there's a natural breeze. You will find there is a breeze in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. You will never feel too hot. You will never feel ill. You'll just feel, wow, subhanAllah. You'll feel brilliant, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Things are different, really. I remember when I was traveling there, this was some time ago, there was a brother with me. And he says, like, wow, because we came and just the trees were different, my dear viewers. There were the beautiful palm trees, which we found there, the day trees. And we're thinking, wow, just as we entered the city, like, wow, we know we have entered Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. This is Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, my dear viewers. Much more, in fact, whatever I say, undoubtedly, I can never bring justice to the brilliance, the greatness, the excellence of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Let's go to our daily reminder, and then inshallah we'll hear a little more about maybe the history, because we've spoken generally about excellence of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So today we'll speak a little more about the history of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear viewers of Madni Channel, it is stated in verses 10 and 11 of Surat Munafiqun, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Tajma from the glorious Kanzul Iman, and spend from what we have provided you before death approaches any one of you. And he then says, Ya Rab, meaning my Rab, why did you not give me respite for a little while so that I could give charity and become amongst the virtuous? And Allah Azza wa Jal will never give respite to any soul when its promise arrives. And Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of all your deeds. My viewers of Madni Channel, what we have to look at is this. When it is time for us to die and Malk al-Maut takes our soul, we will cry out saying, Ya Rab, give us respite. When we are put into our dark graves that is infested with insects, scorpions and snakes, we will scream saying, Ya Rab, please give us respite, please give us respite. I will read my namaz 5 times a day in the masjid with Takbir-e-Ula. I will read Tahajjud. I will even read Ishraq and Chasht. I will definitely read my Nawafil. I will give towards charity. I will do every virtuous deed I can. But, unfortunately, we will not have that respite. Once you are gone, you are gone. There is nothing that will bring you back apart from the day of resurrection, when your Rabb will tell you to stand up and you will all come out of your graves. So my sweet, sweet, sweet viewers of Madni Channel, what we have to look at is, we are living in this world today. What have we prepared for the hereafter? Are we actually preparing ourselves? Or are we just living for the world of today? Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have joined us, we are discussing or speaking a little about Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he has stated that من استطاع أن يموت بالمدينة, that he who possesses the opportunity, the ability to die within Al-Madinatul Munawwara, to pass away within Al-Madinatul Munawwara, فَلْيَمُتْ بِهَا, then he should pass away, he should die in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Why? فَإِنِّي أَشْفَعُ لِمَنْ يَمُوتْ بِهَا. He says, for indeed I shall intercede for that person who لِمَنْ يَمُوتُ بِهَا, for that person who dies in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. My dear viewers, this is undoubtedly a great city, so great that not only going there, but don't be afraid to die there. If you can, then try to die in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall intercede for you if you were to pass away in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now, again, in regards to the history of this place, of this beautiful city, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, it's mentioned is as to how long before, there's a slight difference. The scholars, they state, it says Hazrat Yusuf ibn Ismail al-Nubhani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that approximately 1,000 years before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was a Yemeni king, my dear viewers. There was a king, his name was Tubba. This king had many, you know, within his kingdom there were many lands. And he went on a journey. He journeyed throughout all of his lands. And whichever land he would go to, when people would hear that the king is coming, when people would hear this, this happens even nowadays, you know, when people hear that such and such great person is coming, everyone comes out in the streets to welcome them, don't they, my dear viewers? And nowadays, it's very, very less. But generally, in them days, everyone would come out. So many people would come out. The streets will be filled. And this person, this king, whenever he would go to one land, everybody would come out. Everyone would come out, and they would come to welcome him. They would praise him. They would say things, and they would be happy. They would be enjoying that he's, by beholding him, by seeing him, they would be extremely happy. So he went from one place, he went to another place. Wherever he went, he was welcomed happily. People would come out of their houses to welcome him. And then he came to Makkah al-Mukarramah. So all of this land is under his sovereignty. It is within his kingdom. And he comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Makkah al-Mukarramah is like at that time, it's like it's nothing, my dear viewers. Even during the time and just before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of a worldly recognition, there was nothing in Makkah al-Mukarramah other than the Kaaba al-Musharrafah, which people for many years had come to perform tawaf there, perform pilgrimage there. But other than that, there was nothing there. This king, He comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah and nobody comes out to welcome him. Nobody comes out to welcome him. So the king now, he's quite amazed. He thinks to himself that, who are these people? Who do these people think they are? I have come out. Me, the king. I've come to them. Nobody's come out to see me. It's said he had hundreds, he had an entire army with him. Just scholars, he had hundreds of scholars with him. People who were the scholars of the Torah. There were hundreds of them with him. And he asks them and he says to them that I have come to this land, wherever else I went, the people would come out and they would welcome me. I've come to Makkah al-Mukarramah, nobody has come to welcome me. Allahu Akbar. I have come here and nobody has come to welcome me. Why is this? And they say, because these people, they have the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. And the Kaaba was built by, according to majority of the scholars, as they say, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So they said that they regularly have people coming here, all sorts of people. It is nothing great to them. They do not consider out of the ordinary for you to be coming here. So then he says, okay, if this is how the people are reacting, he says that then I will destroy it. I will destroy the people, I will destroy the nation, I will destroy the Kaaba Sharif, Mazallah. And when he makes this intention to destroy the Kaaba Sharif, he is struck with a illness, with an illness, my dear viewers. And this is such an illness where he asks all his scholars, he has hundreds of doctors with him. The doctors, they are not able to find any cure for this illness. And then they tell him, they say that the reason for this is because of the intention you had made to destroy this place. You cannot destroy this place. So then what does this king do, my dear viewers? And this is again something new you will come to possibly hear. What this king does is he makes an intention to reward everybody within Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah. So it said he gives all of them gold coins. The elder, the youngster, every child, he gives them approximately 7 gold coins. And he is the first person to cover the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. It has been mentioned, yes, that he is the first to place a cover. So for example, nowadays when we see the Kaaba Sharif, we will see that the Kaaba Sharif has a black cover over it, my dear viewers. So his people had made a beautiful cloth and he had placed this over the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. And since that time, up until now, the Kaaba al-Musharrafah always has a cloth over it. Before that, it was just the bricks themselves. There didn't used to be a cloth over it. So for those who did not know this previously, or those who, well, may have even wondered that when did this action come about, this was approximately 1,000 years before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A king by the name of the King Tubba, he had placed the cloth above the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. Now, some people may be thinking, why are you talking about this? This is going back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. No, my dear viewers. Because then this king, he travels to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Now, when this king travels to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and upon arriving at Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, what happens, what he does, inshallah, we shall come to hear after listening to the daily Hadith Sharif. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Welcome to another series of Hadith of the day. In today's Hadith, inshallah, we're going to listen in regards to the person who is destitute and why he is destitute. It's mentioned on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he asked that, do you know who is destitute? And the Sahaba ikram, the companions of Asa, they said that among us, the poor one is the one who has neither no dirham nor any goods. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the poor one of my ummah is the one who will be brought on the Day of Judgment. And he will have prayers, he will have fasts, he will be someone that abused someone and had hatred for someone, that devoured someone's property, that shed the blood of someone and beaten someone. They then will be given the good deeds. And when his good deeds will finish, before he repays what he owns, some sins of the oppressed will be given and will be taken to them. And then he will be thrown into the fire of hell. So my dear viewers, from this we can understand that the one who is destitute, who is the one who is destitute? That when he comes on the Day of Judgment, he has fasts, he has sadaqah that he gave in the path of Allah, he has good deeds that he presented in the court of Allah. But all these good deeds will then be removed. For what reason? For reasons that he has oppressed someone, that he hurt someone's feelings, hurt someone physically, hurt someone mentally. All these issues in terms of hukukul ibad, in terms of the rights and etiquettes of the people, because he has not completed them rights, the thawab will be taken away from him. And if there is no thawab that is left to be taken away and to be given to the person who he oppressed, then the bad deeds, the guna, the sins that the person who was oppressed that he committed, they will be put upon him. So from this we can understand, it's very important that we take care of the rights of the people, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our family members, the rights of our fellow citizens and fellow members of the community. And Islam encourages us that we look after our neighbors, that we make sure that we don't do no injustice upon them, that we don't oppress them, we don't look down upon them, we don't bully them. And this is something that is unfortunately a problem within our society. Bullying, people are being bullied everywhere, in schools, colleges, workplaces. People are being bullied and unfortunately it's giving a bad name towards Islam. So we need to try to, inshallah, eradicate these bad evils from our community and try to involve ourselves within the Islamic lifestyle and understand what Islam has, the rights that Islam has given to our fellow citizens, to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, and try to fulfill them rights. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Just to complete the parable which was being mentioned about the King Tubba, he then goes to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, and those scholars of the Torah who were with him in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, when it is time to leave there, they say, no, we are not leaving. They wish to remain there. And he asks, why is it you wish to remain? They say that we see these palm trees, we see that there are signs here that the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he shall come here. So then the King Tubba, he even leaves a message, he leaves a note. That's all for now, my dear viewers. We shall be returning tomorrow, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. Continue to watch Madani Channel. Continue to rise and shine by sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.